When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Oh, messing with the cello. We've got a studio full of people on this current day. A lot of them, I think, have already been Mekayim at the La Yada. They've already had a few good drinks. Listen, we're going to be back. Shlomo Kalbach and Kalayim Shtov and a lot of more people right after the following messages. We're back, everybody.
Shlomo, you're the greatest.
Shlomo.
Let me tell you, Heilige Zisi Yidin. Heilige Zisi Yidin. The Heilige Rishna never was in prison. And there was no one to give shlachmonas, and he didn't have anything. And he was standing by the window of the prison, and he remembered how beautiful it was in Rishon, saw the thousands of Yidin. And he began crying a little bit. He says, Rabbeinu Shlomo, the master of the world, I give you my tears of shlachmonas. Wow. So I want to say, Rabbeinu Shlomo, sadly enough, shlachmonas of tears he had already for so long. I want to bless Yidin that it's time we should say, Rabbeinu Shlomo, we want to give you our laughter for shlachmonas.
Not the fear of more.
Mordechai's fever for the Rebbeinu Shleilem fell upon them. And you know, Dolph and Leibish is just, I don't know what, but when Purim comes, it seems to me like nothing else matters. I just say, Beretz and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is beautiful, but I wouldn't give up 10 hours of Rosh Hashanah for 1 second on Purim. Purim is so good! Good
That's vodka. That's vodka. We're going to break for the following messages. We'll get a little Purim blessing from the uncle. Or I like to refer to him now as the burning bush. Uncle Leibish, right after these messages. We're back, everybody. Uncle Leibish. This isn't the first time we've been together with Shlomo Kalbach, the master of Niggin for Klal Yisrael for so many years now. He's going to share with us a very special niggun in a moment, but I want you to introduce the day also, Uncle Leibish.
You know, Shlomo, that Purim that you mentioned that was your greatest, where your daughter Neshamala gave you Shalach Manas, set my mind to thinking. You know, if each and every Jew was received Shalach Manas from his own Neshama, imagine what kind of Shalach Manas that would be. All kinds of holy things, things that are uplifting, and Molei Simcha, the greatest joy that can ever be. Because you know, there's no joy in the world which can compare to the joy that a Jew gets from things of the Neshama. At this point, I'd like to bless each and every one of us and all our hearers, whoever's hearing us outside and inside and all the heavens, that we should come to all these Shalach Manas that can come from the Neshama, joy and blessings and cult of Mamish, this Purim and for the whole year and for all our lives, the life of all of Klal Yisrael, till the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera. Amen.
Amen. Our guest, Shlomo Kalbach, you just heard the voice of the uncle. There are many people in the studio with us. Shlomo, I want to tell you, I've told you on a number of occasions that one of your new songs, or at least to the world that's new, Hinei Kel Yeshua Si, has given me a lot of strength in the past year to mamish defeat Amalek where I was holding, on the Madrega where I was holding. And mamish, today on Purim, Hinei Kel Yeshua Si, Eftach V'lo Yefchad.
Thank you.
storm built safely.
Kadosh. The Kurdish Kadoshim. He says, oh, my God! her soul, then it says to me, do you know how holy I am when I bless my children? You don't know, he says. And I don't know. Because it's even more than the Holy of Holiest. Then mommy, she keeled over. Kival, Kival, what a bus driver. I'm more like his Noel at Vishnu. Sadly enough, that's the only toy on me because every bus driver came up and told me some toilets about their own lives. One bus driver told me, you think I don't know what the Molech is all about? He said, I want you to know that every person who gets on my bus, well, he says, do I tell them that they're Eden? He says, you look at me, you think I don't have a yarmulke. I said, I want you to know. Gewalt, his mind is shown me shining, and he starts telling me that every person who comes on his bus when he walks down from the bus knows that he's a Yid. Gewalt, I mean, how can Homan have dominion over such holy bus drivers? Anyway, I'm sending good Purim to all the holy bus drivers. Good Purim! Good Purim!
L'chaim, l'chaim.
L'chaim.
So we play it this way. We've got Avi on the oboe, clarinet.
It's just a Zapira.
Zapira is on who? It's on trumpet. Zapira is on the trumpet. I would know how a trumpet looks. And Chanala is on the cello.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. We have a question here from none other than Moshe the Wanderer, a very good friend of the Dov Shurin Show, and he asks Shlomo to help him find Emunah.
Okay, since Moshe is a super genius, everybody elevated him, there's nobody in the world who doesn't know that Moshe is a Gaval Shemi Gaval. So I cannot give Helik Moshe a stupid answer. It has to be very clever. But since it's Purim, I cannot think that I only know one thing.
It's not Purim anymore.
Like Purim is over.
For me, Purim is over. It says, be mere Purim, the Yavro, Betoicha Yehudim. Purim never stops. Purim never stops. For me, it takes a long time.
For me, it's for you.
Yeah. Okay, friends, let me answer this holy brother here. I would say to you, is there any human being you believe in? Is there any human being you love enough to believe in? And if there's one human being you believe in, so you have Mamish and Munashlem, the Vajra right there. You know, I want you to know, there is no such a thing as always believing. Because anything which is always is not real. Only the Vajra is always. The human beings is also a shayf, a chai is also a shayf. Mote v'loi mote. We come and we go, we come and we go. It's so beautiful. But I want you to know, Heilig Moshele, I can only tell you two things. I want to bless you from the deepest depths of my heart that you should meet one person to whom you believe in the deepest depths of your heart. And until you meet that person, I want to bless you that the worship should help you. There is no other way, because you cannot live without believing. Rabbi Nachman says you cannot even buy bagels without believing. You know, I'm going to a bagel store. Who knows what he puts in, right? Maybe there's poison in the Gewalt, and then I'm eating this bagel, and I'm calling up the cemetery, Gewalt, pick me up in 10 minutes. So listen, Gewalt, if you believe in a bagel, Mark, how can you not believe in the revelation of the master of the world? But I want to bless you. Sometimes it's hard. I want to bless you and me. We should have enough guts to ask the Manishan. The truth is, there's nothing like a little davening. And there's one more thing we all need. David Melech is Cholcha. We came, David is the master of davening. La 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 la.
La 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 la
Jack Goldstein from Long Island writes, Jews are always concerned with bringing about peace on earth, yet we see that Nebuch, the Jewish nation, is always involved when there's controversy. How can all Jews get together, Shlomo, to promote and to bring a final peace on earth?
Okay, Brother Jack. Okay, give me your sweetest attention. Okay, Brother Jack is asking, what can a Jew do to promote peace in the world? Let me tell you something on a simple level. If you remember, for the first time when Begin went to Somalia to meet Sadat, on that day, I walked on the marketplace in Lourdes, and I saw a mother hitting her child. I said, you know something? You prevent Begin of making peace with Sadat. Because if he and Eretz Yisrael parents can hit their children, why shouldn't Chassid Shalom Lagoy hit all of us? What a Jew can do to promote peace is mamish Sholem and Odom Lachaveh. I would say mamish in all the besmadlishin, if the Yidden would stop fighting over stupid things, people would give COVID to each other. You know, as far as I'm concerned, all this, I hope nobody will be angry with me, this whole thing, conservative Orthodox reform, it was all cute and sweet before the Second World War. After the Second World War, it is disgusting, obnoxious. Every Yidden has to become better. Every Yidden has to become better. And the way to make peace is, and I see a Jew, Mamish, I blow my mind. I blow my mind over every Jew I see. And hopefully they'll become better. And especially, so to speak, us Orthodox Jews, we are the ones, we have to bring Mashiach, or bring Mashiach. And what we have to do is Mamish, be so happy with every Jew you see. And why fight about stupid things? Let's make peace about the one thing. There's one God, there's one Eretz Yisrael, there's one Torah. And I want you to know something. I hate to say bad things. You know, my two little girls, when they were just before they went to school, I hate to say bad things. They were so peaceful. They never hit. They never fought. Sad enough, they're going to school and they come home. And this is already a good yeshiva, Rad Larkin, it's a beautiful yeshiva. But kids sit there, hit each other, fight, call each other dirty names. Last week he said to Neshamala, how can you even utter such words? She says, I heard it from kids in school. It's terrible. It is terrible. If you want to bring peace between Yidden and the world, Mamash Leich Kenois is Kala Yehudim. Mamash, we should have the privilege. And friends, it's not an obligation. It's a privilege. It's the greatest privilege in the world to meet another Jew and open your heart. And let me tell you a fast, cute story. You know, it's a little bit public. When I am on a plane, how do I know who is Jewish and who is not? Very simple. You know, usually on a plane, now it's a little bit different, but they have the DC-10, but usually on the old planes, this was over three seats. How do you know who's Jewish? A guy takes one seat and that's all. A Jew sits in the middle and puts two things. Two things on both sides. And he's already occupying three seats, right? Have you ever seen a Jew just taking one seat? One time I'm flying from New York to Dublin on Aer Lingus, and there are not so many Jews coming to Dublin. And I just always hope, you know, Tfilis HaDerech is always heavy if I say a worship. Let me get there because of me, one Jew, and a bit heavy. So I always hope I can put it on another Jew who's there also. I walk up and down the aisle, suddenly I see her. And one side is a person, has a newspaper on one seat, here in the middle, and has some kind of a package on the other one. And on the other side, obviously, his wife, she has a hat on
Mom, she has his nose bumping my foot. I say, my dear friend, let me tell you, my beautiful brother, since you're so concerned that I should eat kosher, let me tell you something. I'm begging you, can I share my kosher food with you? Because we are three Jews on the plane, and one of us should not eat kosher. It just doesn't make sense to me. Do you know, he that says, Mama shed tears in his eyes. He says, you know something? He says, I'm 65 years old, but didn't have kosher food in my stomach for many, many years. Brings back all my memories about my papa and Zayda. He says, I want you to know I only put on tefillin one time when I was bar mitzvah. Just one time in my life. Anyway, to make it very short, the Yidel was sitting next to me. We shared the food. And then I said to him, listen, Yidel, he asked me, what are you going to do all night? He says, I'll tell you something. It's now 11 o'clock. In a few hours, the sun will come out. And the moment the sun comes out, I'll put on film. And I says, Yidel, you know, we ate together. Let's put on film tomorrow morning together. Okay, I fell asleep. And then in the middle of my sleeping, I hear somebody walking up and down. My friend. I say, my friend, why can't you sleep? He says to me, you know something? I haven't put on tefillin since my bar mitzvah. Do you think I could sleep now, realizing in a few hours I'll put on tefillin again? And this is a Yidel who doesn't know anything, right? Mamash kval, how easy it is to get to Yidel. I want you to know something unbelievable. I never heard from him again. Right. 8 months later, I get a call from a lady. She says, I want you to know I'm the daughter of this Yidel. Do you know how much he changed his life? I want you to know he came back from Dublin. He went to shul every morning. And I want you to know, your mom, she bought tefillin and a talis. In the last few months of his life, he ate kosher, and he was going to shul. And forgive me that I didn't call you. My father passed away a few weeks ago, but my father was begging me to let you know that the last few months of his life he was putting on film. Unbelievable. So what do we know, right? You'll ask the newspapers, this Yid is a reformed Jew, non-religious, who knows? This Yid that is so holy. Like the bus driver said, Gewalt, am I holy? Gewalt, maybe the holy of holiest. So I can only wish for the Eden. Gewalt, or A, but to the Yerushalayim.
Okay, I want you to play. studies very much in school when he was learning Torah, when he was learning Mishnayos. But when it got to Gemara, it never stopped there. It never went anywhere else. And he's been studying Gemara now for 4 straight years. And he doesn't get that much out of the Gemara. He wants Shlomo to tell him how he can be more inspired to learning Gemara.
Every day an unbelievable story. A Heilig Yidin Flav came to a little kretschmer, a little inn, and this innkeeper had 2 children, and they had a little Rebbele. So the innkeeper was very proud of his children. They had a Rebbele. So he says to Rebbe, Heilig Yidin Flav, can you please, if I hear, you know, test my children? So he calls them in, and they're learning their neshach. So he starts saying, "It's a neshach, it's a tabis." Each of us says, "What? That's what you're learning?" He starts saying, "The Heilige Mishnah says, the Holy Mishnah says." He says, "I wouldn't be surprised if the rabbi who's teaching them is not so good." He says, "Call me on the rabbi." The Heiligative Lab looked at the Rebbe. He says, "The innkeeper, get rid of her first. Because if he's teaching your kids, they'll never be eaten. You know, I can only say to this boy, I bless you to find a Rebbe who, before he learns Gemara, the yells of the deepest depths of his heart, the Heilige Mishnah says, the Holy Mishnah says." And you know, when you say Rashi, you don't say, and the commentary Rashi, a famous commentary on the Talmud, who had a PhD in Talmud. Rashi, the Heilige Rashi. Heilige Rambam. What this boy is missing, I was learning it before. The Torah is not from this world, it's Torah min Hashemayim. Torah comes from heaven. The Torah which doesn't connect you to heaven ends up making golden calves. And I hope, I bless you, whatever your name is there. Please, please, find good teachers. Find Yidden who connect you to the real Torah, the Torah min Hashemayim, the Torah which flows back and forth from heaven and from earth. Mitala Shemayim, Shemani Hovitz. Kimitzian.
front Borough Park, asks how I've been depressed now since my divorce, and I would like to know how song or Torah can uplift me, and so that I can feel reconnected to the Rabbani Shalom.
I asked you the deepest question in the world. I tell you something. The question is, first of all, let me tell you, if you are depressed, that means you feel that you reached bottom, right? So from bottom, you have no other place to go than up. So what are you casting about? Obviously, you're on your way up, so what are you sitting there? Just let go of the bottom and go up. And again, if you're not, if you have not...
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker?
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.